So I want to move on now and talk about AML. And I think you've got a couple of cases here. Maybe we could talk about your 35-year-old man.
Sure. So this is a man who presents very nonspecifically with fatigue, fevers, and chills, and just has this dwindling presentation over a few weeks. And then all of a sudden, he gets acutely ill and shows up in the emergency room and has an elevated white count and anemic and thrombocytopenic. And so clearly, the money is in the marrow, and the bone marrow is done. It shows acute, in this case, acute myeloid leukemia as a reason why this patient became so ill so rapidly. And in a patient with AML, a little bit different than a patient with ALL, the therapy doesn't change that much. Now, with older patients, and depending on what your, it changes as I get older, 65, 70, we tend not to treat those with aggressive chemotherapy. Sicker patients, clearly. But in young patients like this patient, they're going to get standard therapy. And still, 2017, embarrassingly, the chemotherapy regimens that we use were developed in the 1970s, which is daunorubicin or idarubicin. They're interchangeable, plus cytarabine. The new thing that's out is that an identification of a mutation called FLT3 or FLT3 was discovered about 15 years ago to play an important role in predicting relapse, specifically for patients with normal cytogenetics. And these patients behave very poorly. That is, they do get into remission, but they rapidly relapse. And it was shown by multiple studies, mostly in Europe, that stem cell transplantation can improve the outcome. So that quickly evolved into the standard of care. And then just recently, the FDA approved midostaurin, which is the first FLT3 inhibitor to be approved. Doesn't work by itself, interestingly. This is not a drug that works as a single agent, but in combination with standard induction chemotherapy and in combination with standard consolidation chemotherapy, there was a marked improvement in overall survival, really the gold standard endpoint. And that was regardless of whether patients went to transplant or not. So the new standard of care, July 2017, is rapid identification of the FLT3, initiation of standard chemotherapy, and then right after the chemotherapy finishes on day 8 or 9 to start 2 weeks of midostaurin and then get a patient to transplant as soon as possible. If there's a delay, patient gets standard consolidation, again, 2 weeks after the chemotherapy of midostaurin until the patient can be transplanted. That has improved the outcome for this group of patients. 15 years ago, their cure rate was in the 20-25% range, and now we're seeing cure rates of FLT3 positive AML in the 50-55% range. Still more to come, but you know, that's a doubling of the survival in less than a decade.